Well, West Virginians are voting in a key Senate primary today. The three main Republican candidates want a chance to challenge Democratic Senator Joe Manchin in November. President Trump has weighed in, urging voters to reject one of the candidates, Don Blankenship. The president tweeted that Blankenship can't win in the general election. Joining us now is Dave Mistich, who's a reporter with West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Dave, there's Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, Congressman Evan Jenkins, and Don Blankenship, the former mining executive who served time in prison after a 2010 explosion at one of his coal mines killed 29 people. This is shaping up to be a very close race.
Absolutely, yes. All eyes have been on this seat for U.S. Senator Joe Manchin's seat for quite some time. But things have gotten increasingly more interesting as time has rolled along. The candidates in this race have sort of failed to go after Don Blankenship for his past. But, you know, all that change over the past week. And of course, you know, with the president weighing in, the dynamic changed even more.
So Blankenship has run some ads that have raised some eyebrows and have been widely criticized. Let's listen to one.
Swamp Captain Mitch McConnell has created millions of jobs for China people. While doing so, Mitch has gotten rich. In fact, his China family has given him tens of millions of dollars.
His China family, his wife is of Chinese descent. He also refers to cocaine Mitch McConnell. What is he talking about there?
Well, you know, it's kind of a stretch to get there. So, you know, the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, of course, you know, referring to his wife, U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. Her father owns a shipping company that was once implicated, however, never charged, one of their ships being caught with cocaine on it. This is years ago. But this is sort of the line that, you know, Mr. Blankenship's drawing to attack Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. His would-be opponent in November, if Manchin wins his primary today as well, would be, you know, the sitting senator. So it's kind of funny to us that he's been attacking someone that really isn't a part of this race necessarily. However, he's just sort of attacking what he calls the establishment politicians that he claims have been attacking him all throughout this race.
And does that play well in West Virginia?
Well, I think we're about to see. I think that the racially charged words that are used there make a lot of people uncomfortable. You know, I think Mr. Blankenship's been tremendously defiant throughout this entire race. He's self-funded his campaign. You know, it's been a sort of mixed reaction to him in a lot of ways. And I think with all the increased attention that more people across the state and especially more people across the country have become familiar with him as a personality, you know, in politics, you know, in this race, as well as long before, that he's played a role.
Well, let's talk about the other candidates. Patrick Morrissey is the attorney general there. Here's an ad from his campaign.
Patrick Morrissey, NRA A-plus rating, endorsed by gun groups, endorsed by West Virginians for life, pro-life, pro-gun, pro-coal, pro-Trump.
Pro-Trump. Let's listen to an ad from Evan Jenkins' campaign.
And Jenkins helped start Lily's Place, caring for newborns exposed to drugs.
Evan Jenkins helped get Lily's Place started. The Trump administration wanting to shine light on the work of the facility.
Working with Trump, West Virginia values Evan Jenkins.
So everybody's saying that they are allied with Trump. Now, if Blankenship wins the primary, could he beat Joe Manchin?
You know, I think that there's a lot of questions. I think Manchin's got he's more or less a stalwart here in West Virginia. He's been in politics for more than 30 years. He was the governor, you know, secretary of state, state senator. He's been around in politics for such a long time. It seems unimaginable. But with Blankenship having this sort of this vendetta against Manchin, it's not unreasonable to believe that he would throw every dollar he could at a campaign against Manchin.
And could Manchin win against the other candidates?
You know, there's a lot of polling out there that suggests that he's vulnerable. But again, you know, it's very difficult to tell at this point. You know, I spoke to Senator Manchin a few weeks back, and he said that, you know, he doesn't pick his opponents. He doesn't choose for them to run against him. But, you know, he seems confident that he'll be ready, you know, after today and going into November.
That's Dave Mistich, senior reporter with West Virginia Public Broadcasting. We'll be watching the results tonight. Dave, thank you.
Hey, thank you.